Well, yes, we had problems getting approval, and then the panels that he had put the mural on started to deteriorate, so then he had a problem with the panels, yeah. It is a long process. Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. First item is a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the table in the council chambers as well as on the City of Wayne website. The City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual has not requested a public hearing. Item number three is approval of the minutes, September 2nd, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion on the minutes? Roll call.
Chair six.
Yep.
Progress. We'll get there. Look at that.
And the minutes are approved unanimously. Item number four is approval of the claims.
Move to approve the claims.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the claims. Any discussion? Roll call. And the claims are approved. Item number five is action on the application of Trinity Lutt for membership to the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department. Phil Monahan is here, Fire Chief.
Evening, everyone. Phil Monahan, Fire Chief. I brought Trinity up here. She came with us with a lot of credentials and highly favorable, and we want to put her on the fire department with your guys' blessing. I'll let her talk.
I'm Trinity. I just graduated college for Northeast in the paramedic program. Let's see. About a week and a half from now, I take a paramedic test, hopefully.
She is right now in EMT.
Yes, EMT right now. Like CPR, like a basic hazmat awareness type stuff, and EMT level certified. I don't know what else you guys need. I'm sorry.
Trinity, do you live here in Wayne?
I do.
Okay.
Where are you from originally?
Norfolk.
Very good. Welcome to Wayne.
So, thank you.
When she came to us and had EMT and studying already to be a paramedic, we wanted to put her on without even doing the background check, but we had to go through that process. And we need a lot more EMTs, and thank God she's able to step up and help out. So,
I'll make a motion to approve the application of Trinity Lutt for membership to the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Motion and thank a couple you. Of seconds. Roll call. And the motion is passed. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Item number six is action on the request of Cody Westerhold, Dean of Students at Wayne State College, to have a bonfire during homecoming week on Thursday, September 25th, 2025, at 8 o'clock p.m. on the east side of the Cantor Student Center. Hello.
It is almost homecoming week. It is getting closer.
Closer, yeah. So it's the last week of September, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Celebrate in good fashion. We need fire. welcome any questions you may have.
Is it after the game?
This will be on Thursday prior to the game. So
okay.
Kind of a pep rally before we
and
get to that.
Where exactly? East side of the Cantor Student Center. What's up there?
So it would be between the big lot, lot 10 is what we have, call that one, and mm-hmm. the student center. Mm-hmm. Between the hospital and the student center.
Okay.
There's a grass.
The houses are gone.
And they moved those out. Burnt down.
Yeah.
Is there still a permanent fire pit there? Or is that
we still have the
still have that permanent
cement, whatever they're technically
barricades, yes.
Yes, those are still up there.
Not any kind of indictment, but curious why you're doing it there instead of at the fire pit by the student center.
We're hoping to have a larger one.
Oh, okay.
That one is a gas.
Oh, okay.
Fireplace. It's got the rocks and stuff in it. So.
Okay.
Assuming standard, if Phil has any concerns due to weather that day, shut her down.
Yes. So, been in communication with Phil. I will communicate with him next week to get the final blessing of the fire permit, the burn permit. And if he gives us that, he'll inspect it and give us the green light or not.
Council can't override if he is against it. Just saying.
Okay. We'll just let it.
Unless you make the motion to only if Phil says so.
I'll make a motion to approve the action of the request of Cody Westerhold, Dean of Students at Wayne State College, to have a bonfire during homecoming week on Thursday, September 25th, 2025, at 8 p.m. on the east side of the Cantor Student Center, contingent on Phil Monahan's approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
What do you want?
I don't think we need to include Phil in the motion.
Okay. The fire chief's approval. Or is that the bit? Or just not even?
Here's.
You had a second. Yep, so you can have discussion.
Yep, we're having a discussion. Go ahead.
I can rescind the motion.
Yeah, the only thing is, you know, the fire pit that you guys have is what, maybe 6 feet by 6 feet?
Probably.
Yeah. We're not talking like Burning Man, you know, where there's 20 foot of pallets, you know. So I think it's a very controlled environment. You know, the trees are very limited around there. I just feel that even if we have limited rain, you know, that the college is smart enough to have, you know, some fire extinguishers, you know, is something that they're going to take the necessary precautions. Where I just don't feel necessary that the fire chief needs to have all the power because we didn't get an inch of rain 2 weeks before their bonfire, that he's going to shut it down. That's what I'm getting at. So I think the college is smart enough to make the own, you know, the right decision. If the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour that night and it's dry, pretty sure you're probably not going to have a bonfire. Is that correct?
That would be correct.
Absolutely. So that's kind of what I'm getting at. So that's why I think that, you know, we can trust the college for making the right decision. And it's a small enough area or small enough pit that I think it's, they can police themselves.
Does that mean then he would not need to get a burn permit through Phil? I mean, that's what we're saying, because otherwise he would have to.
I think he still needs to get the burn permit legally, but how much in advance do you get the burn permit?
They're all issued by the fire chief and...
Yeah, so...
So it's implied anyway.
Give you the ability to...
The authority to do that now, but I think what Matt's saying is if he gets the burn permit now and then in 2 weeks, he doesn't need to go get more permission, or
right.
Then it's up to the
another
college
blessing.
To, yeah, another blessing. Yeah.
From my understanding, even if he has a burn permit, the fire chief can tell him he can't burn on certain days.
At that time.
So.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that process, so I'll rescind my motion.
The conversation Phil and I had was that I would call him Monday, and we would kind of have that discussion at that time whether or not Thursday looked appropriate for a burn.
So right now you have a motion and a second.
He rescinded.
So if you'd
rescind his motion.
I can rescind it to make sure that it's...
Well, it's already been seconded right now. Okay. So if you don't want to get Phil's additional approval, you just vote no and then you redo your motion.
Okay.
So do you file for a burn permit anyway?
New process to me? That was what I had planned on doing, yes.
Okay.
So the city has a burn permit of our own issued by the state of Nebraska. Phil has the authority that even with that, he still overrides the state. So at any time, he can revoke that permit and decide not to issue this one. And the state has said that that's his authority.
I don't care how it ends. I just wanted to make...
Yeah, well, I didn't know at the time.
I
didn't know at the time that he was built into the process anyway. So it would be redundant to approve the motion that I first made. I didn't know that. So I'm voting no against my own motion.
Okay. We are going to vote roll call on that first motion.
Ray know how they're voting, what yes and no means? Okay.
And it has failed. That motion has failed unanimously.
So now you can make a new motion.
Or we just move on and it's just be failed.
I will make a motion to approve the request of Cody Westerholt. Can I just say as written? Do I need to read the whole thing? As written.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? This is in favor of a bonfire. Roll call.
It's not fun if we don't make you sweat.
Right. Cody, you better do the right thing now.
Listen, everybody, I was going to say, I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you.
Motion has passed. Item number 7, action on the request of Irene Mock, representing the Wayne Rotary Organization, to waive the Freedom Park rental fee to host Chamber Coffee on Friday, October 31st, 2025 at 10 a.m. Irene, hello, welcome.
Hello. Pretty straightforward. Rotary has scheduled Chamber Coffee for October 31, just a typical Chamber Coffee. We'll use a facility from about 10 to 11-ish, and would like the fee to be waived as a nonprofit organization.
Move to approve the action of Irene Mock, representing the Wayne Rotary Organization, to waive the Freedom Park rental fee for Chamber Coffee on October 31st, 2025.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Roll call. And the motion is approved.
Thank you. That being said, since it's October 31, costumes are optional.
Good to know. Item number 8, action on change order number 4, which is a credit in the amount of $20,845 to Audi Construction Company, LLC, for the Wayne City Hall and Police Relocation Project, Carlson West Pavandra, or the architects on this one.
Yep, so what this is maybe I've mentioned this before, but I have not worked with an architect only on project before. It's always been architect engineers, and it's pretty straightforward. Anything comes before council with a change order. So what architects do, or at least Carlson West, right, and this is kind of standard, you say, they built in a $50,000 contingency in this building. And so when we wanted to move a light switch, or if we wanted to do this, little things here and there, be $1,000 here, $1,000 there, both credit and debit against the project, we would get this line item would just go up and down, if you will. So project over. We've not finaled everything out yet. I mean, we have not done a final pay app. This would need to come first. So right now we have a $20,000 credit on that $50,000 line item. And Beth, do you know what some of those charges are?
When I looked at the pay apps on there, I could just see where that continued line would move.
Trying to think of some things that would have come out of that one. We had an electrical, we had to get electrical to the conduit to the island that was not part of the project to begin with, a separate circuit, if you will. We had it for the flagpole, but not for a sign, because that was outside the project. Trying to remember if we needed the same type of thing over to the electricity over to the Christmas tree, or to the tree for now. So there's those types of things that went up and down. We probably had $35,000 worth of change order, negative change orders, and we probably have about $5,000 worth of things we took out, little things here and there. Marlon did, I mean, honestly, probably most of it came with the police department. Moving, the grounding was part of this. That was like 10 grand, 11 grand. Grounding of radios. There was some electrical stuff early on that we switched around. So the bid price was a certain amount, and then that was built in. So this would be $20,000 off of the final bill at the end. So.
Move to approve action on change order number 4, which for the credit of $20,845 to Audi Construction Company.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Roll call. Motion is approved. Item number nine, resolution 2025-52, maintaining uniform service surcharge for enhanced emergency E911 telephone communication system. This was tabled from the last meeting, and Marlon's gonna tell us what this is about.
Marlon Shin, Chief of Police. Thank you for tabling it. The last meeting, what you have in front of you has got the new state statutes and everything, so that everything's back in line again. Like I said, it's supposed to come in front of council annually, so you'll see this about every end of August from here on out.
Introduce resolution 2025-52, move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Roll call. And the resolution has passed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 10 is a public hearing for the 2025-2026 budget. I'll open the public hearing.
I will kick it off. This is the public hearing for the budget. There are some required statements that I have to make. First thing is that there are three copies of the budget available on the table if anyone is interested. The 2025-2026 property tax request will be set at $1,517,740.13. The total assessed value of property differs from last year's total assessed value by 9.34%. The tax rate, which would levy the same amount of property taxes as last year when multiplied by the new total assessed value of property, would be $0.309108 per $100 of assessed value. The City of Wayne proposes to adopt a property tax request that will cause its tax rate to be $0.382760 per $100 of assessed value. And based on the proposed property tax request and changes in other revenue, the total operating budget of the City of Wayne will be a decrease from last year's by 8%. We will be participating in the joint public hearing. That is tomorrow night at the courthouse at 6:05 p.m.
No, do you want me to hand it to Mike?
You want to?
If you've seen these in the mail yet, which they're not out yet, so the county has to send those a week prior to the meeting, and we were notified they were sent out, and they have not received them yet. So my concern is that citizens will be, I mean, personally, I get my mail at, when I go home at night. So I get my mail at 6 or 6:30. I believe they're here that late, but when I get my mail is about 6 or 6:30, and the meeting will either be in progress or over by the time I get my mail tomorrow, if it comes tomorrow. Could come on Wednesday. Meeting was yesterday, or was the day before, so.
There was a notice published in the paper that the county published.
But these postcards are supposed to go to every property owner and every parcel. So if you have multiple parcels, you should be getting them. So it would be City of Wayne, the County of Wayne, Wakefield School, and the Windside School will all be at this joint public hearing tomorrow.
So then, do you remember historically, we have held two budget hearings for the city. We have the general budget hearing, and then we have the budget hearing to set the property tax request. Since we are participating in that joint public hearing, we are not required to hold that second property tax request budget hearing. So this will be the only budget hearing that City Council holds.
You also see a bill comes in the mail for these. We have to split the cost of the mailings with the entities that hold the public hearing. So it'll be a four-way split. And last year, what was it going to be?
It was right around $1,000.
$1,000 just for us, if it was just one. So. Couple hundred, $200-$300 probably. You can thank your state senator whenever you'd like to about about that bill.
With the pink card delay, does that cause any concern on our side, or is that?
All I can say is we are doing everything legally that we have to do here, and tomorrow they will say our proposed budget is whatever. If you pass it tonight, There's no law that says we have to pass our budget after the joint public hearing. It's crazy, absolutely crazy. But it's sometimes state government can be like that. So we just do what we have to do to stay within the law. I could talk a long time about it if you want me to.
No, thank you. Wow. With that being said, is there anyone else who would like to speak at this public hearing for the budget? No one? No one? Okay. I'll close the public hearing. Item number 11 is Resolution 2025-53, setting the property tax request for 2025-2026.
Basically what it says it is. So that is setting, yeah, the property tax request that we will submit to the state auditor and to the county for the amount of taxes that we are requesting.
And Beth, at the public hearing, she stated some numbers and stuff. The big takeaway is we are increasing the levy. And the purpose of that is to start paying off the bonds for this building, FNBO building, Prairie Park, and the Park and Rec building.
Right, so that 38 cents, that is the general tax request and the debt service.
Sorry, the debt service went up, the general did not, sorry.
Correct.
You good, Wes?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'll introduce Resolution 2025-53, move for approval.
Second.
Motion and a couple of seconds. Any discussion? Roll call. And the resolution has passed. You have set the property tax request. Item number 12 is Resolution 2025-54, adopting the 2025-2026 budget.
Introduce.
The budget, yes, yeah.
Resolution 2025-54, move for approval.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion at all? Roll call.
Uh-oh, Betty. Did you break it or did I break it?
You broke it.
I broke it.
Did you guys vote?
There's no.
You guys remember to vote? Press the button.
Did you submit something? Does it show on there? I can't control you.
Mine shows. I'm ready for the next one.
Okay, let's do this one. Vote on number 12.
Resolution 2025-54, number 12. And the resolution has passed. Finally. Item number 13. Ordinance 2025-16, approving the annual appropriation bill.
This gives you the authority to actually spend the money in the budget.
I'll introduce Ordinance 2025-16 and move for approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call.
I need to clear it out.
Yeah. Good to go. And we would also ask that you waive this or we'd have to bring it back to the retreat. And
we had to vote for that first, so it wasn't cleared out.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not on our A game tonight, Betty. I think it's you. I mean,
okay, the ordinance, the first reading of the ordinance has passed. Would anybody like to?
I'll move to approve. Go ahead, Brittany.
No, go for it. You started.
Move to approve three, waive the three readings.
I'll second.
Now, by pushing all three, does that limit public input at all? What with this pink postcard possible confusion situation?
So you have passed the budget.
Yeah.
All this is doing is authorizing the city to spend the budget, the budget authority. It has nothing to do with actually setting the budget.
All right.
We have a motion and a second, right?
Is it cleared out now?
We haven't cleared out yet.
Okay.
It isn't? Because I started it up again.
I can't clear.
And so, did you call roll call?
I have not yet.
Okay.
Should I call roll call?
Yeah.
Okay, roll call.
We didn't vote, though.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the beginning. Start the vote.
I can't.
Now.
Yeah. You tell me when, Betty.
Go.
Yes. And we have approved waiving the three readings.
Thank you.
We have not done the final. We have to do final.
Make a motion for final approval.
Final approval.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Roll call. And the ordinance has passed.
That's different there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can't wait till next year.
Item number 14 is Resolution 2025-55, acknowledging Nebraska Department of Transportation requirements for the temporary use of the state highway system For special events, Christmas in Wayne Celebration Annual Parade of Lights on Thursday, November 20th. Luke Virgil with Wayne America is here.
Good evening. This is our annual request. This is an event that is very early in the holiday season, but it is intended to be the kickoff of our holiday shopping season to promote that last push of local retail and other sales throughout the final couple of months of the calendar year. We all know that Black Friday is very important to retail, and so this is our way of helping kick that off earlier. We do this with a parade. Last year we expanded the event so that it was across 3 days. It started with the Parade of Lights on Thursday, and we had a festival of trees that was down in the city auditorium across Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're going to repeat that this year with the Festival of Trees. We had really great participation from our business and organizations across the community. There's also some other events that I think Rotary is partnership with us. They'll be doing their soup supper on Thursday night. The library is partnering with us on Friday to do some stuff at the city auditorium for a Christmas-themed trivia night. We're still figuring out all the details for Saturday, but part of that is the parade, and this is where we have a lot of really great participation from our businesses to do their decorated floats, nighttime, usually really cold, but most people bear with us, and it's a great evening for the community.
And this is the Thursday before Thanksgiving. I'll point that out.
Correct.
Yeah. And you're moving it up the calendar, right?
This has been like this for as long as I've been in the chair. Wes can corroborate how long, Irene.
Talking shit.
Yeah, it's
always been
a historic or a traditional date, putting it very early, but again, it's in the in the mode of promoting shop local.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the theme is this year?
We're doing Songs of the Season. And so I think businesses are being asked to decorate their windows, or I think the Festival of Trees will be asked to decorate in that thread where you pick your favorite holiday tune and you make a window or a tree out of it.
I think back years and years ago, we used to do it in December, and we got a lot of pushback. So we kept pushing it. Mm-hmm. We got pushback because it was after the Black Friday, and mm-hmm. people had already shopped. And so retail wanted us to move it back. So that's when it started to go before Thanksgiving.
Another piece that we do with this specific to the shop local mantra is our punch card system, where our businesses opt in. If they're members in the organization, they get to do that for free. If you're a non-member, there's a fee. But that's a way to promote shopping local. Every time you get $200 in local transactions, you fill up that punch card, and then there's a large drawing for Chamber Bucks at the end of the season.
One of these years I'm going to win that.
You can't now. You're mayor.
I'll give it back.
I'll introduce resolution 2025-55 and move for approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion?
I will be voting my usual annual no due to the date.
The Grinch.
Due to the date. Explain more.
He wants it closer
to Christmas. Early.
It's too early. As I have discussed in recent and every year, that you have a nice November, it takes time away from our street department to finish up some fall jobs that they may not have been able to get to due to possible rain, other events. If it's seasonably warm, they can finish some of that stuff. And since they do this on November or the Thursday before Thanksgiving, it takes how many days to get Christmas ready? Or Wayne ready for Christmas?
Two or three if we did it all at one shot. We've actually kind of learned and started asking for help. Some other departments start doing changing bulbs earlier on their downtime, so it's helped.
Yeah.
Electric production does a lot of it.
We're basically probably day and a half to get all the stuff up because they try and get what they can downtown on the highways and then finish up something on the second day. If there was somebody parked where they couldn't get to a pole or something. So it's helped. Goes a little bit better than
these two.
It was just one department doing it all.
All right. Roll call. And the resolution has passed with Matt voting no. Item number 15, action on the request of Wayne America Incorporated to prohibit parking on Main Street in the 200 block and 300 block from 5:30 p.m. till 8 p.m. for the Christmas in Wayne Celebration Annual Parade of Lights event to be held on Thursday, November 20th. All right, no parking.
Tied in with the same thing, but we do appreciate the parking removals. It does keep the parade route a lot more accessible for the patrons.
Make a motion to approve the request of Wayne America Incorporated to prohibit parking on Main Street in 300 block from 5:30 to 8 for the Christmas in Wayne celebration annual parade of lights event to be held on Thursday, November 20th.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Good.
And the motion is, let's see, are we on a resolution? No, motion is approved with Matt, I'm assuming Matt voting no.
Yes, correct.
On parking.
Good, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item 16 is Resolution 2025-56, amending Section 13.11, Employee Benefits, and Section 17.5, Authorization Required of the City of Wayne Personnel Manual.
Two changes here. State law changed the retirement for police officers from 7% to 9%. So we have to reflect that, and we have to do it, obviously, what the state says that we have to do. And then the other addition that we made was we had some discussion on what a $1,500 purchase order will buy or won't buy, kind of driven by the street department, because a load of concrete is just over $1,500, 16?
$167 a yard, a 10-yard truck.
So Joel has to fill out a purchase order for concrete. He gets to give it to me. I get to sign it. It's just kind of, you know, cumbersome with that. So we'd actually talked about going up to $2,500. I think $2,000 is enough for now, because we can change this next meeting if $2,000 isn't working for us. So let's go baby steps and not go $2,500 right away. But it hasn't been changed since 2009, I think. It went from $1,000 to $1,500. So it's probably time to do something.
When the state changed their retirement match, is it something that is reset every year? Because they changed ours for teachers. And it's going to be reset, the contribution for both the employee and the school will be reset every October, I believe. But or is this a permanent change?
No, it's permanent going forward. And if I'm right, it's required. I mean, it's the state requires the officer to put so much in, and they're requiring the city. Whereas the rest of the employees, we have a 7%. And it's optional if they want to contribute or not.
But is that amount won't change year to year?
No. Well, if the legislature changes it, yeah. We just know for this coming year, it will be 9%. So it could change, yeah, up or down. We're just reflecting state law with that change. The other one is completely, you know, internal. Mm-hmm. Did that answer?
Yes, I know the state has been toying with a lot of the pension percentages. And they have made the teachers one flexible year to year.
So you have defined distribution.
Yes.
We have defined contribution.
Okay.
So it does not, they're not upping it because they need to fund a pension. Mm-hmm. They are upping it because they want officers to save more and have mm-hmm. that at the end to have their pension, but through defined contribution by the city. You have anything to add there, Marlon, on?
No, pretty much it's my understanding that the push was trying to get firefighters and police officers onto a pension plan again that mm-hmm. they had years ago that they took away. And this is supposedly the state's answer to what they thought was more feasible.
It's a compromise, because we don't want to go back to pensions on the municipal side.
I'll introduce Resolution 2025-56 and move for approval.
Second.
A motion and a second. Discussion, any questions? Roll call.
Do we have a 5-1? Did you clear it?
Yeah. I thought I had cleared it.
Okay, there we go. You did know.
Okay. The resolution has passed unanimously. Item number 17, Ordinance 2025-13, amending Wayne Municipal Code Section 152.046A1. Agricultural District B, permitted principal uses and structures, and Section 152.046A1, Agricultural District D, exceptions. This is the third and final reading.
I'll introduce Ordinance 2025-13 and move for approval.
Second.
Thank you. A motion and a second. Any discussion, any questions on this?
Nothing that we've heard from anybody again?
No. Okay, roll call. And the ordinance has passed.
Do we need to do final approval?
That was third.
Okay, we need to condense it then.
Item number 18, update in action to direct staff to advertise for bids for the demolition of the property located at 121 West 11th Street. Is this?
I'm gonna look to Joel or Amy maybe on this one. I can set the stage. This is at that address.
About the timeline.
We have, you wanna start the process? I can fill in. Maybe start with PRT and.
So this property started actually with the water department. And they had noticed that the water meter, I believe it was January of 2023, it had excessive amount of water, hundreds of thousands of gallons go through it. And so they went and started looking around the house. The house was vacant and the basement's full of water. And so notified the owners, went through that process. In the meantime, we also got a PRT complaint about the exterior of the structure and the garage structure. So we were involved in that too. Ended up setting deadlines, did not have good communication with the owners. Eventually, we ended up going through the process, Amy to go to court to fine them $500 a day for a certain number of days for not tearing down one of the garages. Basically, they were supposed to do improvements. They said they're gonna do improvements and move fine. I don't believe that ever happened.
Well, they pled to it with the agreement. We reached an agreement that they would plead to two counts, so it'd be a $1,000 fine, but they would get a dollar for dollar credit on the fine for the work they did on the house, to tear down the house. And then that, they didn't do anything, and so then they didn't pay their fine, they didn't do work on the house to get credit. And then we went to the treasurer's office because they didn't file for any relief on their taxes due to the fact that it's not livable, and they were behind a couple years on their taxes, so they couldn't get, anyway, they didn't do that. So then they were supposed to appear back in court for non-payment of the fine. They didn't appear in court. A warrant was issued. So then they were arrested. And they're like, well, we didn't know that we were supposed to do anything on it. So it's just been, it's been a process.
And that was all in relation to the garages. When we got into the house finally several months after the water leak and nothing had happened, we found there was mold all over the place. So eventually we ended up condemning the house. They filed an appeal. The Board of Appeals agreed with us that the condemnation was proper, and so they've missed several deadlines now to remove the structure. We could continue trying to keep fining them, but it's pretty obvious there's not a lot of money there to pay fines. So we're to the point where we don't believe it's in the best interest of the community to have that building sitting there where kids could get into it, somebody could get sick with all the mold. I mean, it's not like it's falling in on itself by any means, but there's the health hazard with the mold there. It's also unsightly. The asbestos siding has now been removed off of it. And so the last step basically is to go out to bids to have somebody come and demolish it. And then we will be able to put a lien on that property to cover our costs for several mowings,
snow removal,
and then removing the garages in the house.
And their neighbor did offer to take it off their hands. He said, if you deed it to me, I will pay for the cost of demolition. I just don't want this next door to me. And they wanted the money. They thought their house was worth quite a bit of money, so they wouldn't go for that.
Move to approve the action to direct city staff to advertise for bids and demolition of the property located at 121 West 11th Street.
Second. A motion and a couple of seconds. Any more discussion? Roll call. And the motion is approved. Item number 19, review of the Wayne National Functional Classification Map and action approving the same.
Joel Hanson, Street Planning Director. So we talked about this a while back to let you know this was coming. Wayne County did approve the map with changes as you have in your packet. Basically, the changes from the current map are to remove sections of Sherman Street from 4th to 7th from the classification down to local, and from West First Avenue from Sherman Street over to Wilcliffe Drive, and Wilcliffe Drive from First to Third. And then we are going to also remove Claycomb Road from 14th Street to 21st, and then add 14th from Province Road over Centennial, and add East 21st Street from Claycomb over to Centennial, and then Centennial Road from East 21st down to 7th Street. Reasons for that are, and kind of the background of that is, that local roads are meant to access individual properties, whereas arterial collector streets are more where people are trying to get across part of town, what street are they going to jump on and take it? That's kind of the simplistic explanation, I guess, of it. But I will say, we are looking at trying to pay 4th Street and 21st and Centennial, as you're well aware, that's on the 1-6. Those projects are all designed, but we're looking for funding. With federal funding, obviously, the higher classification your street is, the more chances you have to receive funding. So those seem like those would be a good addition to add to the collector side of that, and that will give us a higher standard that they have to be built to as well. In Wayne, we are subdivision agreement, actually, our arterial streets have to be 36-foot wide, collector and local are both at 32, so there really shouldn't be much of a change in what we were already planning to do based on any changes of classification. But that kind of gives you an idea of what the difference is in those classifications.
When the time comes for us to bid on streets, you know, I don't pour streets, but is there any way to include either more spacers or thicker spacers? Because it seems like concrete just buckles and cracks everywhere nowadays.
Oh, on the joints, yes.
I don't know if that's due to the high temps and all that, but...
Yep, and we just went through that with the NHL report today. In fact, the second part there, actually are having them remove the dowel pins between, because the dowel pins always pop and asking for more expansion joints. So instead of a half inch, you're going to an inch.
Thank you.
And again, correct me if I'm wrong here, Joel, you usually see it where you have a cold pour or you go pour to pour. I mean, and they don't put that expansion joint especially. Yeah.
Joel, so the county has a different map, correct?
They have one that goes outside of our urban area.
Okay.
But they also, since we're in Wayne County, they also have to approve our map as well. And so the state sends both of us the letter and says work together to come up with a common. So if we make changes from this, then we would need to go back to the county and ask.
And they passed the original one.
Yep.
We didn't like that one. And so now they have passed this one that we're proposing to pass. So they've already done their
part. We lacked the communication up front.
But they did it first. Yeah.
So does their map include Centennial Road and 21st Street?
Yes.
Okay. 21st Street to the west of Highway 15?
That I don't know because I didn't ask to see their map.
I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Just the usual frustrations with the county and them not paving, you know, that same thing.
Luke, not to put you on the spot, but do you remember, I know you're at a lot of those meetings, do you remember what theirs would have looked like? No, that's fine. Sorry.
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you.
Item number 20, we are adjourned. We'll remind you that it is National Senior Center Month, and you're welcome to have lunch at the Senior Center.
You have to reopen.
Why?
We have to take action on that.
Oh, it just says review.
Action.
Oh, my gosh.
That's okay. We're not adjourned yet.
Sneaking out. I walked away. I'm like, that was done. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll call the meeting back to order. It does say action.
Is that all good? Are you good?
Okay.
Are you good, Amy?
No, I don't think anybody's
going to. Cody and Irene, are you
good? Motion to.
Yeah, I didn't hear any gavel go down.
Joel walked away like we were done, and everybody just kind of sat here. So I thought, yeah, we're done. Sorry about that.
I'll make a motion to approve the Wayne National Functional Classification Map.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Dallas. Quietly, but no.
Roll call. Okay. That was too eager to get out of here. And the motion has been passed, approved unanimously. Item number 20.
Yeah.
We are adjourned. If you want to go have lunch at the Senior Center, just call them a day in advance. Please go talk to your seniors in our community.
Just call them already need tonight.
That action that's hitting at the end of the...
Betty set us up for failure tonight.
You were not paying attention.
We will have an agenda meeting on Tuesday next week.
Okay.
Not tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow, and it'll come out on like Thursday, Friday.
Thursday, Friday.
So you still have time to get those items in?
Yes.
I keep reminding people.
But I would, I'm gonna try to zoom in.
Is this complaint on me?
So you have some issues you wanna talk about?
No, if some, I would see and. And yeah, I would just be part of it if I can, because sometimes it is just me in my classroom. And I could be doing two things.
We talked about.
Yes, so I, so I'll send you a private link. It won't be a public.
It won't be a public.
We don't have public, yeah. And we're likely not gonna have Zoom again on public side. It's gonna all be YouTube, will be just broadcast.
Whatever the link is.
Do you want to say it, Alan?
Yeah, I mean, however.
No, I'll do it.
Because I'm going to try to.
The big original?
I can't guarantee I'm gonna be an active meeting, but I want to.
You can listen in. City Council. Sign, City Council.
City Council?
City Council.
Okay.
Did you put a letter in there from Dave Bonner for the arts for Wayne State College?
No.
Chanel didn't give you that?
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I need her to sign that.
That should be.
You have something for me to sign?
Yep.
There should be a letter for Wayne State College, a letterhead.
Yeah, okay.
My son is even more of an Apple core than I am. He just got iOS 26. He sent me a text, two words, liquid glass.
So he's a fan.
Because of me, he's an Apple.
I'll set my PC.
I'm just gonna take a spam call. Sometimes the spam calls, when you get two calls at once, it will give you a chance to send one to message, and I'll have two spam calls calling me at the same time.
All I'm saying is, when Pakistan and India were at war, nobody was telling me about my warranty. I'm just saying.
I don't ever get spam calls.
Do you have Samsung?
No, I have an iPhone, but I have US Cellular, and I've had this phone since I was 14. Not this phone, like this phone number.
Oh, that, I was.
Yeah.
Because. I need to get her.